They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrosanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, welcome to another episode of the Chacha Music Review Series on the Chacha Music Review Podcast. My name is Afis Tenova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. Without wasting much of your time, let me dive into what I have for you today. So, just a few days after, there was this trending news about Aria Star, where it was said, you know, that she was being disrespectful to King Sunny Ade, Aria Star dropped this new song titled Commas, right? This is a song that talks about she making money and she not having time, you know, for any nonsense or any bullshit talk, right? Now, about the disrespectful video that was trending online, she had come out to apologize and say, hey, please, pardon me, I'm a proper Yoruba girl, I didn't mean to disrespect, KSA. What happened was the fact that, you know, I just got in, too much light shining on my face. I didn't know he was the one there. And I later went back to greet him the proper way. So please, you people should spare me. That was what she said. But back to the music, right? She dropped this song titled Commas. And this song was produced by London, Rage, and Ehudi. I mean, it's Aria Star, right? This is another good song being added to our catalog. It's a very nice song. I like the production. I mean, three producers worked on this song. So what do you expect? The production was going to be dope. And again, Aria Star once again comes up with that catchy hook and, you know, and catchy song that you can definitely vibe to. You know, the song is going to be a 7 over 10. Cha-cha. Asha makes a return, with our first single of the year with this song titled Odo. And if I'm to guess according to our MO, then it means we are getting an Asha album very soon. Asha is one artist that I've studied very well. She doesn't drop a single without a follow-up album. So is that she dropped one single or two singles and then the album drops, not necessarily immediately, but maybe the following month, or, you know, at times might even be like the following week. So like I said, if all things go according to the way it's supposed to go, then we should expect a new album from Asha before the end of the first quarter, you know, of the year. But back to Odo, there's really nothing spectacular about this song, to be honest. I mean, it's a good song. I mean, obviously it's Asha, so the production is good. The vibe is also good, but it's not a song that you listen to and you say, oh yeah, Asha is back, or Asha is going to kill it, or Asha is... It's just a good song that if you've been a fan of Asha and you've really, really missed something new from her and hear this song, obviously you're going to, you know, definitely enjoy. So the rating of the song is going to be a 6 over 10. Cha-cha. The next song I'll be talking about is coming from Zlatan Ibile. And on this one, it teams up with Asake. Asake once again, delivered a perfect hook and a perfect verse on this song. And Zlatan, once again, delivered a perfect rap verse. I think Zlatan is one of those rappers that has been very, very much underrated. I don't want to use the word underrated. Let me use the word unappreciated, yes, in the last couple of 2 to 3 years. A lot of people don't give Zlatan the props that he deserves. And trust me, one of the rappers that has, you know, killed it in the last 2-3 years, if you are going to mention top 5, if Zlatan is not in that list, then you really are not listening to Nigerian music, to be honest. Because if you're listening to Nigerian music, you know that Zlatan has held it down when it comes to rap in the last 2-3 years. So I feel like the guy should be much more, you know, appreciated. Because once again, he came on this song and he killed it. Now the song is titled, Buzz Down. Shout out to Blaze Beat for the insane production he did on this song. I love the production very, very much. Rating of the song is going to be 8 over 10. Cha-cha. Celine Dion. Yes, I'm not talking about the American single. I'm talking about the new song that was released by Ajebo Ozlas and Odumodu the Black. Yes, Ajebo Ozlas featured Odumodu the Black on this new song titled Celine Dion. And I have to say, yo, Man, the production of this song is fucking insane. Like, yo, shout out to Wonder. You did a wonderful job on this production. In fact, you did wonders on the production of this song. Let's even forget that you bought Ozlas for a moment, and let's forget Odumodu the Black for a moment. You see the production of this song alone. It'll make you fall in love with this song. And then bringing the vocals from Ajebo Ozlas and then Odumodu the Black once again came through. Everything about this song is just dope. If you're looking for sweet, melodious music, we go touch your body, we go enter your soul, we go make you know, say yes. Nigerians, they sing. This is the song you should listen to. This is a dope song, trust me. You know, this song is going to be a 9 over 10. Cha-cha. Temaya is back with another groovy jam titled Day Your Day. I mean, it's Temaya, right? He's an OG in the game. He knows, and credit has to go to Temaya, right? In the last couple of years, Temaya has been one of those OGs whereby they don't really drop songs, you know, like you don't expect them to drop 3, 4, 5 songs, you know, in a year and all of that. Nah, they're not even trying to, like, you know, quote and unquote, maybe come back into the limelight or blue. But once they drop that song, they let you know, say, it still remains for body, it never finish, right? And this is another good song, you know, coming from Temaya. Shout out to, what's his name, Mastercraft. Mastercraft came through, you know, on the production of the song. The rating of the song is going to be a 7 over 10. Now, this girl, I've been listening to this girl since last year. I started following her since last year. And I have to be honest, I'm not sure I can remember what particular song in which I first heard of her. I know it was a feature, but I can't remember who sang the song that I heard of her. I heard her on that feature song, then I decided, you know what, let me just go and started following her, and since then I've been a fan of her, and she's very, very good. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Rebecca, and this song is titled Faji. Trust me, this is a good song, you know, coming from you know, Rebecca. It's a combination of hip-hop and dancehall, and her vocals on the song was also, you know, on point. This is one artist I would love everybody to watch out for, you know, this year, all things Minuko, right? I think she's one of those female artists that will definitely you know, bring the heat and bring the vibe, you know, this year. That being said, rating of the song is gonna be a 7. Now, let us move all the way to Ghana, and let me talk to my Charlie. Yes. Now, this song I want to talk about is coming from the artist known as Small God, and it features Abracadabra and also Kweku Fleki and Odumodu the Black. This is actually the remix to a drill song that he did before titled Kusu. Yes, that's the name of the song. And to be honest, as at the time I'm recording this you know, episode, I didn't listen to the original version of the song, so I don't know what it sounds like. But this remix, I'm not going to lie to you, is a dope song. I mean, once again, Odumodu the Black came through, and it's everybody that really doubt and say the guy knows a big rap. Indo, she was on each song going in the future, say, come, he did my body, or he did for my body. And this guy that they call Kweku Flick, I mean, it sounds so much like, what's his name? Black Sheriff, right? And I don't know, maybe it's the Kweku the Traveler, the Black Sheriff of talking in that song. But anyway, I'm just kidding. Yeah, this song is a very dope song. Make sure you check it out, a good one. The rating of the song is going to be a 7. Now, we are still in Ghana, we've not left Ghana. I want to talk about this song coming from DJ Adowa, which is another drill song. I think Ghanaians are beginning to move towards you know, drill right about now, which is a good thing, right? I love that the hip-hop scene in Ghana might be changing. I use the word might because, I mean, two drill songs does not really, but everybody probably looking at what Black Sheriff did with drill, and they feel like, okay, you know what, if Black Sheriff can do this, we can also jump on it and we can do it. And like I said, DJ Adowa is here with the song titled Zongo. And on this one, once again, it features Kweku Flick. It also features Ameradu and also Sacho GH. Those were the people he featured, you know, on this song. And together, they delivered well. Rating of the song is going to be a 7 over 10. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The major thing that burst my brain on this song that I want to talk about right now is the production of this song. Shout out and big shout out to the producer known as Yo X. Yes, that is his name. Yo X. That's Y-O-X. That's his name. Yo X. He killed. I don't know what else to use. If I should say kid, it would be like this is an understatement. And if I say murder, I think murder is the case. Yeah, he totally murdered the production of this song. And not to take anything away from what's his name, Barry Tiga, right? This song that is titled This Year is a good song. But there was also something about the fact that he had to use that Machala line in the song that just didn't sit well with me. And this is me just, you know, speaking personally, but make I come on my personal thoughts and my personal feeling from the song. Like I said, the production A1, like on point. Beritika also shows us, I still sabi sing, even though na Machala they carry for my head, I can still sing. And like I said, it's a good song. You can't just not like the song. And that's the honest truth. We know the song is going to be 7/10.
Cha-cha.
It's Shantizu. But sadly, it is not D-Tunes again. Yes, Shantizu is back with another song. And this time around, he decides to employ, you know, the service of the producer known as Lush. And it features LAX on this song titled No Shame. And yeah, it's a good return for Shantizu. I mean, it's been a while we've heard about Shantizu in the industry. I think he dropped a couple of songs last year. No, apart from songs, he dropped an album last year. I remember Odd did the review of that album. He dropped an album last year, so he's back again with a new song this year. So hopefully maybe he might get he might drop another album this year, or maybe he's just going to drop some couple of singles, who knows. But he has kicked off the year with this song titled No Shame, and I'm not going to lie, it's a decent song. Let's see how far the song will go, you know. I can never tell, but yeah, like I said, it's a decent song. The name of the song is going to be a 7/10.
Keep listening to Cha-Cha Music Review Podcast by Afisto Nova. Do not turn it down.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Cha-Cha Nation, with that, I have come to the end of another episode of the Cha-Cha Music Review Series. But before I go, let me just give you some other songs that I feel like you should check out and tell me what you think about these songs, right? The first song I want you to check out this song titled No Jaga from, what's his name, from EL. Also check out this song Flex from music producer and artist Stele Bobo. Also check out this song I Made It from Harmonize featuring Bobby Shmurda and Benin. Once again, my name is Afis Donova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. Like Comrie with another episode, I say keep your energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Time to time for the cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Rockin' with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela wa cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang. Watch my body.